Hello, Ken. Tim Carter. Welcome to the Ask the Builder Show here on WGRR.
Good morning, Tim. This is Ken.
All right,
you got
Ken.
Me?
I've got it. Okay, I'm going to hit the timer right now, baby.
Okay. You know how us mechanics love to use our own tools. We've got them organized. We buy good stuff, do the right job. I recently moved down to the area, and my stuff was left behind a couple weeks while my son was graduating school, and then that would follow. Moved into a new house, no lawn, borrowing tools from the neighbors they had offered. And the wheelbarrow and rake I borrowed, I'm out raking the new lawn, they just back drug it. The rake head, while I kept raking, would fall off. So I'm sitting there, you holding the stick, putting this thing back on. Finally drilled a hole, put a screw in it, and fixed that for him. Raked up a pile of rocks, borrowed his wheelbarrow, and they didn't realize that he had the top part was crushed in, so the weight was dragging against the wheel, so I'm pushing 800 pounds with 150 pounds of rocks and beating myself to death. The other neighbor had offered to borrow his stuff. I said, well, I'll go borrow his wheelbarrow. I load it up. I'm pushing it. It's feeling like 6,000 pounds. His tire's flat. I forgot to tell you that you got to put air in it every once in a while. It's got a leak in it. So the moral story for me is I'm not going to leave my tools behind any time next time. It's just I got to have my stuff to do the right job.
There you go. You nailed that. A lot of people don't take care of their stuff. I couldn't agree more.
That's true. So hang on to your stuff, guys.
Okay.
Thank you.
That was a good story. Well, thanks for calling in. I sure appreciate it.
Okay, bye.
All right. Okay, bye-bye.